Text for our sermon this Holy Trinity Sunday, our Gospel reading, John 8, especially these words. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. So far, text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Sunday is indeed an unusual Sunday, and not because the announcements ran on and on and on, but because it's the only doctrinal Sunday in the church calendar. Every other Sunday celebrates an event in the life of Jesus: Christmas, Easter, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, or a teaching of Jesus, as we'll see in the season of the propers coming up from after this Sunday through the summer months. But this is the only Sunday that celebrates a doctrine: the Holy Trinity. There is no original sin Sunday, no Christology Sunday, not even justification Sunday. This is the only one. And it's, well, your fault. It was the lay people who demanded that their pastors preach more on the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. The pastors, well, didn't want to. So the lay people demanded it, that it be put into the church calendar, that the pastors be forced to preach on the Holy Trinity. Indeed, it's the only one. It's wonderful, isn't it? As this Sunday we focus on a doctrine: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's also the Sunday that we speak together that Athanasian Creed, that one that's a little bit longer than the other two. In our Gospel reading this morning, Jesus confesses and does not deny, but confesses exactly who he is. I am. The Jews know what those two words mean. Jesus is quoting back from Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, when God is talking to Moses. Moses is making every excuse in the world why he cannot go to Pharaoh and get the Israelites out of Egypt. "I can't talk right, God. I don't know your name, God." God says, "I am who I am." The Jews know that, and they know that when Jesus says, "I am," he's saying he was the one who was there at the burning bush speaking to Moses. He was the one talking with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. He was the one talking with Noah and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and all of the time people in the Old Testament saw God. They were seeing the revelation of the Son sent from the Father every single time. All of those angels of the Lord killing armies and destroying Egyptians. It's the pre-incarnate Jesus, the Son. For the triune God works the same way. The Father sends, the Son comes and accomplishes the will of the Father, and the Spirit brings the Son to sinners. As we are about to confess that Athanasian Creed, and on this day when we focus on our confession of who God is, I thought a review of our three ecumenical creeds might be helpful. The two that you know, and then the Athanasian Creed that we don't know that well. The Apostles' Creed. There's a legend that says that each one of the apostles took a line and spoke that line, and thus the creed. Like many legends, that's not true. The real origin is baptism. When people were coming for baptisms, the pastor would say, "Do you believe in the Father?" "Yes." "Do you believe in the Son?" "Yes." "Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?" "Yes." And that person would be baptized. We ask similar questions today, but we ask the Apostles' Creed. It's our baptismal creed, and it was lengthened because of a guy named Marcion. Marcion lived about 140 AD, and he taught that most of Scripture wasn't necessary. He only had the Gospel of Luke and some of the epistles of Paul, and he was a dualist. He believed that there were many different kinds of gods. There was an evil God in the Old Testament, all of those times where God smites people. But there's a loving God in the New Testament. Jesus, after all, is only loving. He would never drive out money changers from the temple. Of course not. He'd never have difficult disputes and embarrass the Pharisees and Sadducees and teachers of the law. Marcion had a very selective reading of Scripture. Marcion believed that Jesus and God the Father weren't around in the Old Testament. Of course, the church had problems with Marcion's teaching. And so, the Apostles' Creed, a very ancient baptismal creed, probably beginning in about Rome, was used to combat Marcion, that Christians would confess the true faith. Which Father? The one who was there in the beginning, who made all things. Which Son? The one who is of the Father. The one who also was there in the beginning. There is no duality in God. There's no Old Testament and New Testament God. There is one undivided unity. The church confessed Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Nicene Creed, its origins are a little bit better documented, perhaps. It comes out of an exuberant time. For 300 years, Christianity was illegal. You couldn't be a Christian in the Roman Empire. The legal religion was emperor worship. All of the Greco-Roman gods, they were the ones the people devoted their time, talents, and treasures to. But in 313, Emperor Constantine issues the Edict of Milan, which legalizes Christianity. Overnight, the entire Roman Empire becomes Christian. And the Christians might have thought all of their problems were over. But the devil is alive and active. There was a man in Alexandria named Arius. And he began teaching that Jesus wasn't God. Jesus was a creature less than God. Clearly, a problem for us Christians. This teaching spread through the church like wildfire. It's unbelievable to think of all of the people that believed that Jesus wasn't God, but a creature less than God. It often came to blows, in fact. Constantine realized that his empire was going to be literally split apart because of this heresy, called a council at a place called Nicaea in 325 AD. 318 bishops met and decided that Jesus is God. Surprise, surprise. From that council came, you guessed it, the Nicene Creed. It lengthens the part about who Jesus is. God of God, light of light, very God of very God, of the same substance as the Father. It's Jesus is God. Jesus is God. Jesus is God. Of course, that didn't exactly settle the debate. The Arians, those who followed Arius, didn't just give up and believe rightly. That heresy persisted. And there were others who came along to try and fix the heresy. Nestorius believed that the two natures of Christ were like two boards that you could split apart. So that when Jesus does something human, like is hungry or weeps, it's only the human nature. And when Jesus does something divine, like raises the dead or walks on the water or calms the storm, it's only the divine. We've got the separation of the two natures in Nestorius. The church had issue with that. Eutyches came next and said, well, Nestorius was wrong. Jesus only has one nature, divine nature. The church had problems with that as well. And so, eventually, one more creed was penned, the Athanasian Creed. Not written by Athanasius, but bearing his faith. He was the bishop of Alexandria, exiled 5 times, nearly killed many times, because he resisted the Arian heresy and taught Jesus is God. The Athanasian Creed is lengthened because of all of the heresies that came before. It expressly says that all three persons of the triune God are God, yet not the same. Equal in every respect, yet different. There is one Father, one Son, one Holy Spirit. And of course, as you know, it is the Father who gives his Son. It is the Son who comes and takes on flesh and dies in our place. We don't divide the two natures of Jesus, but they are inseparable in Christ. So that when he dies, it is true man and true God who dies upon the tree. We can say Jesus dies, and we can say God dies on the cross. And that Spirit is longing to bring what Jesus has done to sinners, to us. That we, along with all who have come before us, would confess our faith boldly. We use those three ecumenical creeds because they are drawn from Scripture, because they were confessed by our forefathers as a right expression of who our triune God is. And thus, again, this morning, we confess our faith that Jesus Christ is true God. It differentiates us from all of the unbelieving world. By his grace, by the mercy of God, we know what Jesus has done for us. He has died to save us from our sins. In his name, amen.